Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J, Trisha, Eric the Great, not feeling so great today. I'm so sorry for that. And the lovely Kathleen is on assignment somewhere in Washington, D.C., taking care of the Donald, who is now president. Okay, so I've heard
you
this song.
You can't stop the beat, Dave.
I just saw that. That was a movie long
Hairspray,
ago.
Hairspray, yeah, Hairspray, yes. And of course, they remade it around the holidays.
They did?
Yeah.
With the same cast?
No, different cast.
I didn't know that.
Martin Short was in it.
Martin Short? How tall is he?
He was very short. John Travolta's in this version.
John Travolta?
And Amanda Bynes, who's anywhere in her brain.
Really? But what happened to her?
I don't know what happened, but that's just
short
business.
Cute, though.
But my favorite line from the song
is,
you cannot stop the rhythm of two hearts in love. That is so true, isn't it?
Of course it's true. I think you can do an NLP pattern interrupt.
Wait a minute. No. To stop two hearts that beat in love?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Cannot, you can try to stop the paradise we're dreaming of, but you cannot stop the rhythm of two hearts in love today.
Really? You sound like a preacher.
You can't stop the beat.
When did you become a preacher? That was so cool. We have to move to Sundays.
Well, okay, sure. Why not?
Really?
We can go back to the other channel.
Oh, real funny.
Let's not do that.
I hear beeps going on here.
No, that wouldn't be good. That wouldn't. We couldn't have.
Oh, that other
we couldn't. Yeah, we couldn't have half of our guests.
Probably not.
Probably not.
We were starting to get in trouble as it was.
Well, yeah, we couldn't have Kevin Smith on. But, one of the songs from Hairspray. It's actually one of my favorite.
Good song,
yeah, it's a good movie. It's not my favorite musical movie, but it's my favorite song from a musical, I think.
Who played John Travolta in the new one?
That guy that with the voice that sounds like this.
Oh.
What's his name? It's always in the... Harvey Keitel.
Oh, it was?
Harvey Firestein.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can try to take my knife and fork.
Oh, wow.
When I see that Christmas ham.
How did it do? Did it get released? I never even knew.
It was on TV. It was one of those live things on NBC.
Oh, okay.
It was like right after... It was like right after... Thanksgiving, and they did a live performance with no cuts, and it was fun. It was
pretty
cool.
Cool,
yeah. And Ariana Grande was in it, of course.
Ariana Grande.
Yes, not pequeño.
Not pequeño.
Pero
well,
ella ya está pequeña.
Okay, now people we're doing a different language.
Do you have a grande?
Mi fantastica flicván.
But do you have a grande?
You know what? Let's put it this way. Ariana is grande like a grande at Starbucks is grande.
Avente is bigger, by
the
way.
Well,
that's why I'm saying.
She's about as big as that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that means I think it's so funny.
She's cute, though, Dave.
She's cute. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh,
she's not just cute.
Ariana
she's beautiful.
Grande?
Yeah. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Is that her real name, Grande?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
she's cute.
Is your real name Isaac?
Yes, Dave.
That's nice. That's nice. Well, anyway, Hairspray has nothing to do with what we're doing today. I just figured, you know, La La Land.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Well, La La Land is big and everything right now. So I figured, you know, the next few shows are every once in a while and when we don't have like a specific theme like Valentine's Day, of course, we're going to play some love music and stuff.
Love music?
But we'll go through some other. Why?
Love
Valentine's
mix?
Day.
We're going to have a love mix.
We're going to have a love mix. A love mixer here.
A mixer?
A love mixer.
Like invited and have
swing.
Like,
we're going to have swinging.
Swinging?
What?
Yes.
A lot of people?
Yeah, lots
Eric,
of them.
Did you hear
lots
that?
Lots of them. Bring right here.
It sounds like we're gonna have like a thing here.
A thing,
a
swing thing, yeah.
I don't KPHX know if that's legal.
I've heard about those swings.
Brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network.
Oh yeah, yeah. Let the sponsor take the rap on that.
but I figured we
tickets now.
Yeah, really.
Oh, the phones are ringing off the hook.
602-252-1480.
But anyway. I figured we'd take a look back at some of the musicals over the next few weeks so Chicago, Mamma Mia.
I love that.
Yeah, Moulin Rouge.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember
I don't
Moulin
think
Rouge.
I liked it, though.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did I? That was Nicole Kidman.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Phantom.
Yes. Phantom of the Opera. Yes, we can take a look at that. The Producers. Phantom. So there's lots of different musicals that, you know, because La La Land has kind of brought us back to all those, you know,
I did like
musicals.
That.
Well, La La Land took us not back to stage musicals much as the movie musicals, Singing in the Rain and lot of the wonderful Gene Kelly and Frank Sinatra.
And Patrick.
Or not Frank Sinatra,
Ward
excuse
Kelly.
Me. What's it? Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire,
that's
what I meant to say.
Not sorry.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, yes. But we would take a look at just some of the music. Well, Dave, you got your speakers
that
on.
Yeah, nope. No, that's
For once,
lo
it's
siento,
Trisha.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow. But, we, like I said, Hairspray has nothing to do other than with just the music today. We are going to, in a little bit, review something that Dave and I both saw. Trisha's very excited to find out what we thought to see if she wants to go see it.
Well, I wanted to go see it, but it wasn't available where I was.
It's only playing in Arizona. It's only at the Camel View, right, Dave?
That is correct.
And so you braved the rain.
It was pouring out.
Yes.
It took about an hour to get there.
Was the weather as bad as it was in Paterson, New Jersey, though?
It was.
Okay.
It was way worse than that.
I know. It rained all night in New River.
It did?
Yeah.
Any floods?
Yeah, well, yes, actually. It was the rivers are flowing in New River.
Flowing.
For the first time in a while.
So the dry river beds are actually looking like a river. It's a new river.
It is.
Because the old river was dry and gone.
You know, and I didn't even know it until like a couple hours ago when I left the house. And I just like looked off the side of the freeway and I was like, oh,
There's a river in New River.
Yes. And I would have went and played, you know, went tubing or something.
You did?
Not a good idea. No, don't do that.
I had a river in my backyard.
Yeah.
And it decided to come into.
And she cried
into
a river.
Into the laundry room. And
that's terrible. That's awful when that happens. You got to make sure.
So I really sucked last night because I had a sump pump outside on the patio and I had an extractor in my laundry room. I was sucking water all night long. Poor thing. Don't you feel sorry
Dave.
For me?
Calm down, Dave. It's okay. It's okay. We're okay.
Charlie Waters.
So I said, I refuse to suck now.
Okay.
It's going to be a good day because yesterday was a bad day.
602-252-1480-1480. Her name is Trisha. Now bringing to the stage, Trisha.
Woo!
Trisha. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so that'll be fun. And we also have on some great guests today. Caden and Brooklyn Rocket from America's Got Talent. They're the young magicians.
Little kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're not little kids. That's condescending.
Look pretty little.
Come on. Well, they're how
small?
They're
little.
They're young.
Well, it's
young.
All
little
about
people,
your perspective.
Would you like to say someone call you a big person?
Yeah. But a little kid. What were they, like 8 and 9?
I think they're 9 and 11.
Yeah. See, that's
yeah,
what I thought.
Yeah, they're little kids. But you
it's
know what?
Hard
very
to tell
talented.
When you're. It's hard to tell when you're looking at Facebook. You know, Facebook
yes.
Live, right? I mean,
yeah,
you can't really tell.
Thing out.
Unless you have something that is putting them in perspective,
yes.
You just picture them as tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah, they
are
kids.
They're not,
but they're not tiny tots. They're,
no.
No.
Yeah.
And at 11:40, who are we having?
Someone from the Sedona Film Festival.
Oh, not just someone.
Director Patrick Schweiss.
Well, he knew that. Name.
Yeah.
Patrick Schweiss, phenomenal what he's done.
He's the Energizer Bunny behind everything that has made the Sedona Film Festival what it is today. It's amazing.
Surely one of the
amazing.
Greatest festivals out there. I
don't think he ever sleeps. I'm actually kind of thinking that he's like the bartender on Passengers.
Bartender on Passengers.
Because
you saw a movie called
never,
Passengers.
Ever,
that's
he
right.
just never, ever stops. He just is.
That was good.
He's in go mode the whole time. He's amazing.
Go mode.
Go mode.
Oh, go mode.
Ooh, and Dave, next week we're going to review a movie called I Am Michael, starring one of your favorite actors from Why Him?
Paul Giamatti?
From James, Why Him?
James Franco.
Yeah. Oh, I like him.
James Franco, yes.
I think he's really a good actor, don't you?
Yeah, he's a great... And this
I
is
really
a serious
so.
Movie. He plays a... He plays... you'll see. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Well, I think he was in one of the Sedona film things with the drugs and stuff. I think that... Wasn't that him?
He was also in a soap opera for a while.
I mean, he's a very, very talented.
He's very prolific.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll review
prolific
that.
What's prolific mean?
He has a large body of work.
Oh, he's a grande.
Yeah. Wow. And in a few weeks, we got a cat movie coming out.
Oh,
Teddy.
You're kidding.
Teddy. It's
now,
a
wait
documentary
a minute.
About
wait
cats.
A minute. Wait a minute.
Where's
what?
The dog movie?
I know the dog movie.
Yeah, that's right. I can't
wait
for a dog's
dog
purpose.
Movies.
Yeah, dog's purpose. Right. Yeah.
Michael Feinstein will be live in concert. Ever hear Bruce Hornsby?
Hello, Sedona. Who hasn't heard of Bruce Hornsby?
Me, but I researched it.
Yeah, okay.
Some good songs. The Way It Is, I think they had a number one hit. They've been around. So, well, we'll talk about that at 11:40.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff going on, some really, really great stuff, and I think we're going to have on, hopefully, either next week or the week after, someone from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, the dance choreography, choreographer. I was sure that Trisha would be very excited
now,
about that.
You said
one.
The dance choreographer.
Just the choreographer.
Yes, exactly.
The choreographer, I'm
good
sorry.
Good job. Good job, Joseph.
Well, I wanted to clarify dance, because some people, they hear dance, and they're, very excited, too.
Well, you know, and Universal Studios, they had some of the filming of some preliminary rounds for the New World of Dance movie. Show.
Mm-hmm.
Got some great acts in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exciting. Mm.
Check it out.
Yeah. And there's a lot of movies out, and I know we haven't gotten some of them.
Nabby Tabs. They're doing it.
And now, if you do see some movies, that we don't review, because I know we're limited time.
There's a lot of movies.
There's
out.
A lot of movies.
I don't
movies.
Know what's
there's,
out that's popular.
Silence came out a couple weeks ago. I might check that one out.
Don't know
here.
That one.
That's Martin
that
Scorsese's
one's one of
new
those,
movie.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that one out this week, we might be able to talk about that one next week.
Hmm. There's a lot of really good films.
Yeah, there's a lot. So we don't get to all of them, but, we'll get to them as we can, and of course you can always join us on our Facebook page. Just go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. We love you on our social media. Let us know your thoughts of any movies that you've seen, and maybe you want to see something on or hear something on Breakthrough Entertainment, and let us know. Or you can join us on Periscope. Just do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment, or follow us on Twitter, BreakTHRSports, and of course you can also give us a call here at KPHX 1480 AM, 602-252-1480.
Is that true? How about in Orange County? It'd still be.
It would still be. Yeah, well, you might have to dial a 1.
Oh, yeah, a 1.
Yeah.
You could do...
Well, that's if you're calling them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but if
if
also,
they're calling us, the call-in line is the same.
And if you're calling us from Sweden, you can...
0-1-1.
Oh, how's that going, by the way?
Well, that's for after dark. For after dark.
Oh.
Breakthrough Entertainment after dark.
How about Ohio?
That's for Breakthrough Entertainment after dark as well. We got to entice our listeners.
He's not a grande evento.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he's a double. Wow.
Well, they are both on Periscope today. So hello hello to Savvy and Johanna.
Johanna. Woo.
Yes. Very, very loyal viewers.
Loyal viewers.
Yeah, we love our listeners and our viewers, don't we?
I know you do. Exactly. Wow.
And of course, big shout out to Bobby. Of course, I don't know.
Hope she's okay.
Yeah, she's probably just busy. So big shout out to Bobby. If you're listening, we still love you.
Yeah, and Johanna and Savi.
Not as much as I love Johanna and Savi. But
Savi. Oh, really?
Oh.
How much do you love them?
Conditional. There's conditional love going on around here.
Well.
Would it be called platonic love?
Platonic? With
I
Bobby.
Said that, right? No, with the Savi and Johanna.
I believe one of them is American. They're both not European.
No,
he's saying platonic, which is friends only.
I know. I'm kidding.
As long as they're not plutonic, we're okay.
Or
they're aliens. Yes.
Or neurotic. Or mononic.
I think one of them might be. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Let's have a contest. Let's see.
One of them
one
might
is.
Be moronic, and the other one might be a little bit neurotic. But kidding. I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. Now they're.
Now they're.
There's
mad.
Our listeners. Oh, our viewers.
all two of them.
Yes, all two of them.
All right.
But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about Patterson.
Patterson.
Patterson. I'm very excited about this.
Spelled with one T.
One T.
Yeah, Dave, you had to cue something, don't you?
All right, so we have to cue it. Here's my review right here, right now.
How would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a
and yes. Patterson.
Oh, did you? Wait.
Fish won't do anything but swim in a brook.
Right?
He can't write his name or read a book. And to fool the people is his only thought. Though he's slippery, still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish.
And thank you, Eric the Great, for playing that. So that is my review.
That's you. That's your review.
I think you did. So you know
wanna,
that song?
So do you want
to? I don't. I'm not familiar with that song, but
do you want to carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better than you are, or would you rather be a fish?
Okay. Who wouldn't want to do that?
That is exactly what he was referring to, and I'm not going to say when, where, or why.
Right. Yes.
But that's exactly it. It is that song he's pointing out.
Yes.
Yeah. So you didn't know that because it's an old time song.
It is. It is.
Great song. You never heard that song?
I don't believe, I might have heard it. I don't know. I mean, right off the top of my
head.
Well,
here's my thoughts on it. And
let's just recap what the movie is about.
Yeah,
basically,
let's do that.
Adam Driver plays a bus driver in Paterson, New Jersey, and his name is Paterson.
It's weird.
Yes, it is. And he's got the matches. What are they? The Cincinnati matches or whatever.
Blue chip. Something.
Yeah. Blue chip Ohio, something around
there.
Yeah. And there's just a lot of different threads throughout the movie. And he is a bus driver, but he writes poetry.
Yeah.
And he's got his wife, and she's
pursuing. That doesn't rhyme, by the way.
Right, right.
But that's okay.
It's beautiful poetry. What is it?
It's not too bad.
I think they call that prose.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and cons, I mean.
One of the lines is so beautiful. Is you know, I'm sure you probably have written similar things to Trisha.
52 of them.
Right. If
they all rhyme.
If you were to ever leave me, I would tear out my heart and never put it back.
Yeah, that was one of his lines. I mean, it wasn't bad. Some of it. It was
ordinary.
You didn't
like the poetry?
It was. It took simple, mundane, ordinary, insignificant stuff and made.
It's about observing things.
I agree. That was one of the words I used. He was an observer. It was very subtle, simple. I think there's a lot of clues. I probably have to see it again because there was one scene in the bar that he disarmed. You know, I won't say anything else.
Yes.
And then the next scene, because you're wondering, like, wow, that looks sort of professional. Mm. And there was a next scene in his bedroom. Did you see this? There was something that would explain that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
The picture, right?
Yes.
I thought.
It's an art. This is a movie that is very much an art.
I totally agree.
You know, piece of art.
It was very subtle. And I think there's probably more clues I did not see. Mm-hmm. But if you looked at it, some people could say maybe slow. I thought it was interesting. I know they got good reviews overall, but I think sort of mundane routine, but if you look deeper into that, I thought, who played the wife?
I don't recall her name, but
she
did a really good job. Yeah, she's beautiful and very talented.
That was great acting. Mm-hmm. I thought.
Because she's pursuing her own things as well.
Yeah, and very excited, very different than him in a way. But I thought she was incredibly subtly sexy the whole movie.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, she was.
And that was a really interesting thing because they never really backed it up with that, with any other scenes. But it was there, an underlying theme, but it's sort of like it never, you know, went further than that.
Yeah.
It was sort of interesting to me, I thought. And I'm not sure what it means yet. But I have to think about it.
A lot of people will be upset the way that it ends because it's one of those movies that's just sort of like...
Yeah. Well, I think you have to contemplate what you just saw.
It's a slice of life kind of in a way. You know, it's just a period in one person's life and a character study.
And two guys in the woman's life.
Yes.
The dog.
Yes.
That was funny, some of the scenes with the dog, right?
Yes, yes. They were...
I thought it was extremely
especially
interesting.
Especially because that's another one of the clues. You were like, you know, what is going on there?
Exactly.
And then,
So, you know, that was a little more obvious at one point. But
yeah.
But there's some probably
and
other
and then when he comes
things.
Home and sees it and he's sort of like, why is it like that?
So, yeah.
You know, later when it's not that way. You know, you'll have to see the movie to see exactly what we're talking about. But it is a very beautiful movie. I think that you're right in that it was a little bit slow in parts. It's probably not to some people's taste. It's more of an art picture, like I said.
That's
I
a
really
good
liked.
Word
for it. I was looking forward to the poetry each time. I know you might, maybe you didn't care for the poetry
as much as I did. I did like how he developed it. It was quite nice, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I liked it because it's observant, and anything. I like when music or films or art of any kind. Or, you know, poetry, when people are observing the normal world around them. And that's what this movie is, like, encouraging us to do, is to see beauty in the ordinary.
And it was people watching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a people watcher, and we were people watching them.
Yes.
So it was people watching, which is really interesting.
And what else, you know, when you're a bus driver, what else do you do? But, you know, I mean, you just, you see that, you get to know the city, you get to know the people who ride
the
bus. Well,
your bus is like a microcosm of the community around you.
Yeah.
And you hear, you see their faces mm-hmm. as they're getting on, their moods, you hear what people are talking about around you and probably get little snippets. But you know what I find interesting about it, and this is why I was thinking it would be a good show to be able to watch, and especially for Dave to see, mm-hmm. is, you know, when you talk to people, it quite often you'll hear, oh, I'm only whatever, or, oh, I'm not interesting, I'm just a, and what they don't realize, because sometimes we always think that you need to be a superstar, you need to be this huge phenom that the world recognizes as something different, or else you can't be happy.
Yeah.
And then, but then you can be happy and enjoy, like you said, seeing the beauty around you and appreciating your life for what you have and all the goodness that's in it.
Very true.
And I think that sometimes we lose track of that, and people are very unhappy because they aren't that big superstar.
Yeah.
You know, and guess what? There's a lot of superstars that aren't happy.
Yeah, there are. There are.
So what do you rate this?
I'm going to give it 3 stars. You know, I would say 3 for me. For some people, it might be a 4. You know, for me, it was just a little bit slow. I prefer, you know, a little more action and stuff like that. But in terms of just in an art movie, it is really, really a strong.
Well, yeah, I think if you rate it that way, I think it can easily be a 4-star. I'm gonna say I think it's a 4.
Okay.
And I probably have to see it again to see mm-hmm. what clues I missed to come up with more profoundness to it. Because it's such a simple, sort of mundane movie, from at least Adam Driver's standpoint, that am I missing something that's more profound?
Yeah.
And because he did go deep in mundane things, which makes it profound.
Yeah.
I think.
Now, I know, Savannah, you had said that you saw Patterson. Did you have a rating for it? Give us a rating before we take a quick break here and bring on our guest. You know, but anyway, Patterson playing.
I would encourage people to see it.
Yeah,
though,
see it. And again,
no matter what I rate.
If you're in Arizona, go see it at Camel View, the Fashion Square.
Nice place
Camel
to
View.
Go.
Yes. That's the perfect place to see it in terms, you know, it's a very
nice
art type of picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's, but
it might not play as well. So she's giving it 4. She liked it.
Yeah. Well, I would say at this point,
you
I'm going to give it a 4.
Taste.
Well, I'm going to give it a 4 at this point. Okay. I may revise it. Maybe you should see it. I'd be glad to see it again.
Yeah, Trisha, check it out and let us know your thoughts as well. And so we'll revisit the movie. But in the meantime, it is expanding. I know that it's playing at Camel View, and then probably in a couple weeks it'll expand to other theaters.
And 20th Century Women's there too.
Yes,
that may expand too. I don't.
Yeah, I think that actually expanded this week.
I was going to say it did expand this week because it's now in San Diego.
So it could be as soon as next week the Patterson expands.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
It was different.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. So, you know, 3. I would say I'll go to 4. You know what? I'll go to 4. So
yeah.
3-4 stars.
Definitely
we'll
see what
go Trisha see
it.
As well.
It's
so,
different.
And, of course, join us on Facebook. Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F, and you can share your thoughts about Patterson as well after
Are
you've
you
seen it.
Are you caving to peer pressure, Joseph?
I'm not on.
I'm joking.
But we do have some very special guests after the break. Caden and Brooklyn Rocket will be joining us from America's Got Talent. They're some very, very talented magicians. And in the meantime, let's hear a little bit from Zac Efron singing Lady's Choice.
He's a good actor, too, by the way.
And I am Lady's Choice.
I think you are
plural.
The Lady's Choice, just like the first dance was Donald and Melania last night at the inauguration. And this is 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Hey, little girl looking for a sale.
Hey, little girl looking for a sale.
A test drive this American made.